Muslims around the world are mourning on the eve of the anniversary of the martyrdom of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein. The day is known as Tasu'a and is marked with religious rituals. The commemoration ceremonies in remembrance of Imam Hussein's martyrdom climax on the day of Ashura this Sunday. Imam Hussein and his companions were slain on the plains of Karbala in modern-day Iraq by the army of the ruling Caliph Yazid. The incident happened at the noon of Ashura back in 680 AD, this after Imam Hussein refused to pledge allegiance to what he and his followers viewed as Yazid's unjust and corrupt rule. The images that you're seeing on your screen there are live from the Iranian city of Yazd. And to explain to our viewers what you're witnessing, the gentleman standing on top of the pulpit there is giving out what might be called poetry or slogans that are read out to the crowd. You can see a similar scene there live in Baghdad. Now, ceremonies over the 10 days of Muharram culminate actually in the 2 days that we have now today, Tasu'a, and tomorrow, Ashura. Climax of the 10 days of mourning, and there live images from Mashhad. And these are images that you're going to be seeing not only in Iran, not only in Iraq, in Lebanon, in Syria, in Western countries too, as Muslims, you know, wherever they are in the world, commemorate Muharram and Tasu'a. Symbolic beating of the chest as well is the way that Muslims perform what can be called a mourning ritual to symbolise the sorrow that they're feeling, the pain that they are feeling, the remembrance of the 10 days of mourning, and of course also symbolic to the fact that these Muslims, wherever they are in the world, 1,400 years after this event, feel that they wish they could have been there to fight, to stand by the grandson of the Islamic Prophet, and to stand against what they see as tyrannical rule and oppression. For those of you who might not know, let's give you a little bit about what the story of Muharram is actually about. At the time, the Islamic Prophet Muhammad's grandson was in Karbala, which is in modern-day Iraq now. He was surrounded there by the army of Yazid, the ruler of the time, one that was seen as a tyrannical ruler, and Imam Hussein had refused to pay allegiance to him. And the culmination of that was the 10 days of Muharram. He was surrounded by the army of Yazid, a very small group that they were, about 72 men and a group of women there that were there as well. After 10 days, after their water had been cut off in the middle of the desert, what we're working towards now here in Iran, in Iraq, in Syria and elsewhere in the world is noon on Ashura tomorrow. And at noon tomorrow is when these companions of the Prophet's grandson were slain and, as Muslims believe, were martyred. Well, you're seeing live images there from Yazd, and a little bit earlier we were showing you images from Iraq as well. So let's cross over to Wissam Al-Bayati, our correspondent on the phone from Iraq. Wissam, we're seeing the images live from Baghdad. Of course, those in Iraq closer to the scene somewhat, because of course Karbala is in modern-day Iraq. Give us a sense of what's going on there.
Yes, Nargis. Actually, the preparations for the ceremony of Ashura has already started in Iraq. And today, Al-Hakim's house have organized the gathering today in the center of Baghdad as a preparation for merging to the holy city of Karbala. Today, more than 3,000 people are getting prepared for the pilgrimage to walk to the holy city of Karbala. And the gathering has been organized again by Sayyid Abdul Aziz, Ammar al-Hakim, the son of Sayyid Abdul Aziz al-Hakim, the head of the United Iraqi Alliance. And the gathering is to commemorate the martyrdom of the holy Imam Hussein, the son of a prophet. The security measures is being very tight, and more than 3 or 4 checkpoints have been manned to search the people before heading to the gathering. Mm-hmm. And according to the Iraqi security commanders, they said that they have prepared a very tight security plan to secure the pilgrimage to the holy city of Karbala.
Okay, Wissam, we'll speak to you again throughout the day. And as you can see there, those were the live images from Baghdad. Very much a ceremony for Muslims to do with a good standing in the face of evil and fighting against it, fighting against oppression, something that will be very poignant for those in Iraq.